and welcome to round five of the Grady's Great 80s Movie Debate Tournament, Trivia Tournament. And with me today, I have Bill Robinson.
Hello.
And Simon.
Hello, everybody.
And Kevin.
Howdy.
Now, you will remember Bill from one of our episodes. What did we do? Buckaroo Banzai?
Yes. I was trying to think if we did something else, but I know we did that with Gene Hendricks.
Yes, we did Buckaroo Banzai. And Simon and Kevin are some of our valued Patreon followers. Yay! Thank you so much for your support, and I wish good luck to everyone, but you guys get a little extra luck. No pressure, Bill. No pressure.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So the style of this tournament is a Jeopardy-style tournament. We've got eight categories with six questions in each. You will buzz in using your name. And once you get control of the board, you can decide where we're going to go. They do get harder as we get down through the six. These were all compiled by Dave, so blame me for nothing. they're doozies too. So the way we're going to determine the first person, I have chosen a number between 1 and 30. So whoever comes the closest will be the beginner. All right. So gentlemen, take your guesses. Simon?
14.
14. Kevin?
12.
Okay.
25.
Oh, Bill, you are the closest. My number was 23.
Ah.
So, all right, Bill, you each have a copy of the eight categories in front of you. So, Bill, what category would you like to start us off with?
Ooh. Well, since I have no idea what some of these are about, let's just dump into, you know what? Dollar bills.
Dollar bills. This category, this is the description from Dave. Seriously, only one movie from the 80s remains in the top 20 in all-time domestic box office gross. Guess the top six movies released in the 80s in the domestic gross from the year and a cast member. You picked like the hardest one.
Do I just get to get one movie or six? All six?
No. The six movies are the six six questions in that category. So, oh my god. So,
just hit me.
Okay, so I'm gonna name the ranking of where it was, what year it came out, and one of the cast members, and you have to guess which movie it is. So it's really not as hard as I was looking at it for. Okay, so now remember, this is open to all of you. Whoever says their name first will get the question, okay? All right, number one in this category, dollar bills. Number 19, 1982, Henry Thomas.
Bill? E.T.
That is correct.
Which is the one movie I still haven't seen.
I don't know if you can be on this show anymore, Bill.
It's a boycott. It's a long story. We don't have time for it here. Just ask Matt. He knows.
I am sure he does. All right. So Bill's on the board with 1 point.
Woohoo.
Okay. Bill, do you want to stick with this category or move to another one?
Yeah, let's just get this out of the way.
Okay. Number 73, 1983. Mark Hamill.
Kevin.
Go ahead.
The Return of the Jedi.
That is correct. All right. Kevin, you now have control of the board. So what would you like to stay with this one or move to another one?
Let's stay with this one.
Okay. Number 89, 1980, Billy Dee Williams.
Bill. Kevin.
Oh. Bill, go ahead.
Empire Strikes Back.
That is correct. All right, Bill, you want to stick with this one?
Yep, let's just run it.
Okay. Number 118, 118, 1989, Jack Palance.
Bill.
Kevin.
City Slickers?
No. Bill?
Batman.
Yes. That is correct. All right. Number 123, 1981, Karen Allen.
Kevin? Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That is correct. Kevin, you want to stick with it and finish it out?
Let's do that.
Okay, 128, 1984, Annie Potts.
Kevin. Bill.
Kevin?
Ghostbusters.
That is correct. All right, and that has crossed us out of Dollar Dollar Bills. That category is complete. So, Kevin, you have control of the board, so where would you like to go?
Let's go to Live Action Disney.
Live Action Disney. These are Disney movies that are not animated. We'll just go with that. Not like what we think of it now as horrible raping of our childhood. Okay. All right. In Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, what item hits the shrink machine, eventually causing it to shrink the kids?
Simon. Baseball.
That is correct, and Simon is on the board.
Yay.
All right, Simon, you have control of the board. Do you want to stick with this category or go to another one?
Yeah, we'll stick with this one. Keep the same format.
Okay. What 1986 family film features a robot voiced by Pee Wee Herman that abducts a 12-year-old boy from his home on the 4th of July? What was that?
Kevin? That is The Flight of the Navigator.
That is correct.
Oh, can we yell in if we know it and you're not done with the question?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You can. I would not suggest it, as you will listen to the episode right before this in level 3, where people kept interrupting me and getting the damn question wrong. That was fun. Okay. All right. You want to stick with this one, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
let's. This installment of Herbie the Love Bug franchise involves Herbie defeating a counterfeit ring in Mexico with the help of a boy named Paco. What is the film's title?
Simon? Herbie Goes Bananas.
That is correct, Simon. All right, you want to stay with this one?
Yeah, let's stay with the same one.
In this superhero movie from 1981, a cartoonist named Woody becomes the hero he draws. Feathers, gadgets, and all to help a Soviet spy defecting to the West. Name the movie.
Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Is it Condor Man?
Yes. Yes, it is. All right. We got two more left in this one. You want to stick with it?
Yeah.
Okay. Instead of Toto, what animal accompanies Dorothy to Oz in 1985's Return to Oz? Anyone?
Simon.
Yes, Simon.
A moose.
No. But that would be funny.
I'll just think of the head.
Bill.
Yes, Bill.
I know this isn't it, but this would be funny too. A hyena.
No. Kevin, you want to just stab at it?
How about a chicken?
That is correct.
Yeah. It's in the head, isn't it? It's hiding inside this pumpkin head all the time.
A chicken named Belina.
Yeah, Belina.
All right, let's round this lovely one out. Flynn, help Tron were the dying words of what character in 1982's Tron?
Bill? Ram?
Yes. Yes, and that ends our live action Disney. That ends that category. All right, Bill, you got control of the board. Which category would you like?
Oh, you've got to have a J-O-B.
All right, you've got to have a J-O-B. Name the character from their occupation. All right, dance instructor, Kellerman's Resort, Catskills, New York. Bill?
Oh, wait, the character, right?
The character.
Not the actor.
No.
Baby?
No.
Will you take that?
Patrick no, Swayze? I will not.
Darn it.
Anyone know his character name? Told you, these get hard.
Mine's gone blank.
Oh, man.
All right. No one gets this one. It's Johnny Castle. All right, Bill. Choose another one. Do you want to stay with this one or you want to go to something else?
No, let's try Castmates.
Okay. Abandoning J-O-B. Name the movie from the three cast members. William Hurt, Holly Hunter, Albert Brooks, 1987.
Bill.
Bill?
Oh, wait. I was going to say Altered States, but I think I'm wrong.
That is wrong.
Yeah.
Kevin or Simon?
I have no clue.
Same.
Okay, it is Broadcast News. All right, we'll stick with this category just because, what the hell. Mm-hmm. Woody Allen, Mia Farrow, Michael Caine, 1986. Anyone?
Bill.
Bill?
Blame It on Rio?
No. Not big Woody Allen fans here today, or Albert Brooks.
There's only one film I can think of with Woody Allen. It's not that one.
Kevin?
Yes, Kevin?
Was it Hannah and Her Sisters?
Yes, it was. Kevin gets a point.
No, all I had in mind was Kingpin.
That's the only movie I know.
Kevin, do you want to stick with this one or go to another category?
Let's give this one another try.
Okay. Peter Weller, John Lithgow, Jeff Goldblum, 1984.
Bill.
Bill.
Buckaroo Banzai.
Yes. If you did not get this, if you did not get this one, Bill, I would have been so disappointed in you.
Do you want I almost thought RoboCop, but I'm like, wait, no, John Lithgow's not in RoboCop.
Can you fly, Bobby? Okay. All right. Let's stick with this one. Zach Galligan, Phoebe Cates, Hoyt.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Gremlins.
Yes. Kate Capshaw, Kelly Preston, Tate Donovan, 1986.
Oh. Kevin?
Kevin?
Is that Top Gun?
No. Simon or Bill?
What are the castmates again?
Kate Capshaw, Kelly Preston, Tate Donovan, 1986.
Bill.
Bill?
Roadhouse?
No. I think this is going to be a wash. It is Space Camp.
Oh.
All right, let's just finish this one so we can get it away.
Sounds like a...
Fred Willard, Joel Grey...
Bill?
Yes?
The Adventures of Remo Williams.
That is correct. All right, that cursed category is out of the way. All right. Bill, you want to pick another one?
Oh, Mama.
Oh, Mama. These are 80s movie moms.
Oh, boy.
Even though her kids kept changing, this actress's Ellen Griswold never stopped momming through the 1980s vacation films. And this is the actress.
I can't think of her name.
Wait, Bill.
Yes,
Bill. Beverly D'Angelo?
Yes. It was in there. It was in there. You had it in there. Do you want to stay with this one or move around?
Let's go to the NAM.
The NAM. Okay. Now, the Vietnam was very pervasive in the 80s movies, so here are just a few. Charlie Sheen's helmet read, "When I die, bury me upside down so the world can kiss my ass." In this,
Bill? No, damn it, I was too early.
Kevin or Simon?
Simon.
Yes, Simon.
Is it Hot Shots?
Nope.
Oh, a bit later.
Kevin.
Kevin?
Was that Platoon?
Yes, it was.
Oh, you just needed the movie. I thought you were asking something specific about the helmet. Never mind.
See, that's,
I could have had that.
That is why it's always good not to interrupt the question.
Whoops.
Kevin, do you want to stick with this one or you want to move to another one?
Yeah, let's try this one once more.
Okay. Stanley Kubrick was nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay for this 1987 opus. Bill?
Full Metal Jacket.
Yes. Want to stay with it?
Yep.
Michael J. Fox and Sean Penn starred in this Vietnam drama about crimes committed within the conflict. Anyone?
Can't think of it.
Bueller. All right. It was Casualties of War.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
No one gets that one. Nobody saw that movie. All right, we're going to fit it. We're going to try one more and see if somebody gets this. No songs of the Beatles were played in this film since their copyrights were not released for use in movies. Damn, Dave got deep with the cuts on these.
Yes, he did.
Anyone? Guesses?
Bill.
Bill?
Hamburger Hill.
No. Do you want to move to another one or try to finish this one out?
Well, what was the answer?
It was actually Good Morning Vietnam.
Oh.
Let's just finish it out. This 1987 film documents one of the bloodiest battles of the war.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Is that a Hamburger Hill?
Yes, that is Hamburger Hill. When you guessed it on that last one, Bill, I was like, oh, you go, damn. All right, let's finish this one out. Both 1983's Uncommon Valor and 1988's Bat 21 starred this actor.
Bill? Danny Glover?
No. Simon or Kevin? Boop, boop, boop.
No. Oh, Kevin.
Kevin?
Gene Hackman?
Yes, it is Gene Hackman.
My second choice.
Trust your second. Always trust your second instincts, Bill.
Yeah.
All right, and the NAM is finished. The NAM is finished. Okay, so we have remaining The Life They Led. You've still got a J-O-B, and Now in Color. So, what would you like to choose, Kevin?
Oh, do we have? Oh, isn't Obama still in play too?
Oh, Obama is still in play. Oh. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, let's go back to You've Got to Have a J-O-B.
All right, You've Got to Have a J-O-B. Okay, Winter Caretaker, Overlook Hotel.
Bill. Oh no. You got to name the actor,
character,
right?
Name.
Jack Torrance?
Yes, that is correct. Oh. All right, Bill, your next choice.
Now in color.
All right, all answers are movies with a color in the title. Dennis Hopper inhaled some gas and got weird in this.
Bill.
Yes, Bill?
Blue Velvet.
That is correct. You want to stick with this one?
We like colors.
You like colors. Okay. James Belushi and Arnold Schwarzenegger partnered up in this 19...
Bill.
Kevin, did you say your name?
I did.
Okay, Kevin, I heard you like as I was talking. So yeah, go ahead.
Red Heat.
That is correct. Kevin, you want to stick with this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Oh, gross. We got to see Brooke Shields get her period in this 1980 picture.
Bill. I was a little too enthusiastic on that, sorry. Blue Lagoon.
That is correct. All right, Jeff Daniels walked right out of the screen in this Woody Allen movie. Blue Bill.
Purple Rose of Cairo?
Yes. They sure tried to make it look like a Conan movie, but it really just
Bill. Red Sonja.
Yes, Red Sonja. Last one. Tom Hanks plays a violinist that becomes the target of a CIA surveillance and pursuit.
Bill. The man with one red shoe?
Yes. Bill, cleaning it up. We are done with Now in Color. So we have Oh Mama, The Life They Led, and You've Got to Have a J-O-B. Where would you like to go, Bill?
Oh Mama.
Okay, Betsy Palmer's Avenging Mom in this 1980 slasher classic proved that you don't fuck with a woman's child.
Bill.
Bill?
Friday the 13th?
That is correct. Diane Wiest earned an Oscar nomination for playing mom to Leif Phoenix and Martha Plimpton in this 1989 film. Diane Wiest.
Bill?
Yes, Bill? Are you sure you're Bill?
Yeah. Goonies?
No. Kevin or Simon?
I haven't got a clue. Shit.
It was Parenthood.
Oh.
Never seen
it. Yeah, it's a chick flick. Oh, sorry.
Excuse me. No, it isn't. All right.
It was garbled in transmission. I don't know
what happened. Her Caroline Butler went back to work causing Michael Keaton to be Mr. Mom.
Kevin. Terry Garr.
Yes. Want to stick this one out?
Yes.
Okay. Supermom Sally Field was Johnny on the spot with that orange juice in this 1989 ensemble comedy drama.
Kevin. Mrs. Doubtfire?
No. I'll give you a hint. Dolly Parton. Olympia Dukakis. Julia Roberts. Shirley MacLaine.
Bill.
Yes,
Bill. Beaches?
Oh, God. You people need to get in touch with your feminine side. Steel Magnolias.
Oh, okay.
Lainey Kazan was a stage mom from Hell to CeCe Bloom in this 1988 flick. I can see we have some homework, gentlemen.
Yeah, I think we do.
And that would be Beaches. We just give up. I'm just like, there's no way you're going to get this. Okay. We now have two left. You got to have a J-O-B. Do I? Yeah. You got to have a J-O-B and The Life They Led. Bill?
The Life They Led.
The Life They Led. Okay. Name the biopic from the person of whom it's about. Loretta Lynn, 1980.
Bill? I was born a coal miner's daughter.
Yes.
See, who says I don't have a feminine side?
That's one movie, Bill. All right. Joan Crawford, 1981.
All I can see is hangers.
No! Why are hangers ever? Definitely homework, gentlemen. Homework. You have homework.
I've got a lot of homework.
It is.
Bill. Mm? Mommy Dearest.
Yes. Pulling that iron out of the fire there, Bill. Okay. Steve Biko, 1987. Biko. Was it Peter Gabriel song?
Yeah, I know. Stop pressuring me.
He had a movie. What was it?
I don't know.
That would be Cry Freedom. John Merrick, 1980.
Bill. The Elephant Man.
Yes. Diane Fossey, 1988.
Kevin.
Yes, Kevin.
That's Gorillas in the Mist.
Yes, it is. Ron Covey.
Really? I was thinking wrong Fosse. I was going, yes, all that jazz?
You were thinking the wrong Fosse. Ron Kovic, 1989. Ron Kovic. Tom Cruise played him.
Kevin.
Yes, Kevin.
Born on the 4th of July?
Yes, that is correct. Oh. And that rounds out The Life They Led. Now we are forced to deal with... You've got to have a J-O-B. Handyman, South Seas Apartment Complex, Reseda, California.
Kevin.
Yes?
Karate Kid.
Do you remember the character's name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Miyagi.
That is correct.
Oh, I thought you said Candyman, and I went down a whole nother... I was going... Yeah, never mind.
Special agent in charge of Prohibition enforcement personnel, Chicago, Illinois.
Bill. Elliot Ness.
That is correct. Amateur kickboxer, never wants to sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. Selling anything bought or processed, or buying anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought or processed, repair anything that's sold, bought or processed.
Yeah, we all know the movie. We just don't know the character's name.
Because
I'm thinking it's Van Damme, it's Kickboxer, but I don't know his character's name.
You'd be on the left field. We just talked about this movie a couple episodes ago. One of Dave and Mai's favorite movies.
Well, my daughter's been out of town. I haven't been able to update my iPod because I use her computer.
Gotcha. Simon, Kevin, any ideas?
None.
It would be Lloyd Dobler from Say Anything.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right. He was a kickboxer. I went down the wrong way. I went the wrong way.
Last one in this category, gentlemen. And this is the last question of the game. Station manager, Channel 62, UHF.
Seven.
The character's name?
Oh.
Sorry.
Just make it sure. I told you, Dave made these hard.
Curse you, Dave! And you don't know how to make a jelly sandwich, peanut butter jelly sandwich either, Dave.
All right, anyone? Okay, that's going to be George Newman. And that is our last question. So, in tallying up the scores, we have Bill with 20.
Wow.
Kevin with 15. Simon, you had 2.
Oh, well, I got more than I expected.
You got on the board. That is half the battle.
Yeah.
So, thanks for joining me, gentlemen. So, that means, Bill, you will be going on to the next round facing our other Grady's experts.
Uh-oh.
Which includes...
Well, Bill.
Which includes some pretty heavy hitters, because James is in there. So, so Bill, you have a lot of homework, apparently, in watching ladies' movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Kevin and Simon, thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon, and thank you so much for joining us. It's been taking several schedule readjustments, but finally we made it happen, so I appreciate that so much.
Thanks, Christy. Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Simon. Good
Very
luck.
Welcome. Yeah.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks. Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Same here.
And join us on our next round. We are now one round away from the semifinals. Thanks for joining us.